the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
فَهَبْنِي يَا إِلَهِي وَسَيِّدِي وَمَوْلَايَ وَرَبِّي صَبَرْتُ عَلَى عَذَابِكَ فَكَيْفَ أَصْبِرُ عَلَى
Dear listeners, as you were previously with us, we reached this part of the Divine Kumail supplication.
فَهَبْنِي يَا إِلَهِي وَسَيِّدِي وَمَوْلَايَ وَرَبِّي صَبَرْتُ عَلَىٰ عَذَابِكَ فَكَيْفَ أَصْبِرُ عَلَىٰ فِرَاقِكَ.
Suppose, my Allah, my Master and my Protector, that I'm able to endure your chastisement. How can I endure separation from you?
وَهَبْنِي يَا إِلَهِي صَبَرْتُ عَلَىٰ حَرِّ نَارِكَ فَكَيْفَ أَصْبِرُ عَنِ النَّظَرِ إِلَىٰ كَرَامَتِكَ.
Suppose that I'm able to endure the heat of your fire. How can I endure not gazing upon your generosity?
أَمْ كَيْفَ أَسْكُنُ فِي النَّارِ وَرَجَاءِ عَفْوُكَ.
Or how can I dwell in the fire while my hope is your pardon? One of the important parts of the Divine Kumail supplication that I assume requires further explanation and discussion is this concept of hope that we see abundantly in different parts of this Kumail supplication. I mean, hope for forgiveness, hope for reaching Almighty Allah and being close to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hope for staying and accompanying the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam in hereafter. And this is so important because entertaining a good opinion of the Almighty Allah is one part of recognition of the Almighty Allah, and we are ordered, we are highly recommended, and better say this is one of the prerequisites of the acceptance of dua, to have a true and complete recognition of the Almighty Allah. And one part of it is this husnul dhan, is this true hope of what Almighty Allah is able to. That is why the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam are reported to have said that when you pray to Allah, you turn to Him with your heart. I mean, you must have that kind of riqqatul qalb at first, and then be confident of the response. You must be sure of ijabah. You must be sure that the Almighty Allah will answer you. Because this is exactly what the Holy Quran says. Udu'uni astajib lakum. Call me and I will answer you. That's why it has been emphasized in many narrations and traditions. Contrary to this, this good opinion of the Almighty Allah, is that spate of despair of Allah's mercy, that state of qunut, of the acceptance of prayer. This is one of the things which would distance men from Allah's mercy, which would distance men from getting their prayers responded to. So this state of despair would veil the people from the mercy of the Almighty Allah. We'll have a look at one beautiful word of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam in this part after a short break.
Therefore, my Lord, if you will subject me to the penalties of hell in the company of your enemies and cast me with those who earned your punishments, and tear me apart from your friends and those who are near to you. Then my God, my Lord, and my Master, though I may patiently bear your punishments, how can I calmly accept being kept away from you? Though I may patiently endure the scorching fire of your hell, how can I resign myself to the denial of your pity and clemency? How can I remain in the fire while I have hopes of your forgiveness?
Thank you, Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Anyway, about the importance of entertaining a good opinion of the Almighty Allah, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, a servant might continue to be in state of blessing, hope, and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so long as he does not make haste and does not despair and does not discard prayer. He was asked, how does one make haste? And he alayhi salam replied, by saying, I have been praying to Allah since such and such time, but I do not see the response. And this is exactly what happened once. Ahmed bin Muhammad bin Abi Nasr says that once I went to Imam Abu al-Hasan alayhi salam and I said to him, may I be your ransom? I've been praying to Allah for a need since such and such a year, but now something has penetrated my heart because of the delay. He meant to say that I'm somehow disappointed in the response. Imam alayhi salam said, O Ahmed, be careful of that Satan. He should not have a way to you and make you disappointed. Tell me, if I were to tell you something, would you trust my word? Ahmed says, yes, may I be your ransom. If I do not trust your word, then whose would I trust, as you are the proof of Allah on his creatures? And he, alayhi salam, says, then be more confident in Allah, because you are on a promise with him. Isn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who says, when my servants ask you about me, tell them that I am indeed near most. I answer the supplicant's call when he calls me. And he has said, do not despair of the mercy of Allah. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. He is the one who has said, but Allah promises you his forgiveness and grace. So be confident in Allah more than you are in others, and do not put in your hearts nothing but what is good, because he subhanahu wa ta'ala is very forgiving to you. This is all about the importance of the hope Imam Ali alayhi salam, the commander of the believers, mentions in this part of the Kumail supplication. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode of the program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I wish to be close, close to you.